Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that. I mean, y'all killed it. Y'all killed it. I mean, it's too funny. It was too funny. And you made it a quartet song. How did you, I mean, I don't know. What was y'all thinking?
I mean, at the time, Sweet Brown was just becoming a big internet success. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at all the different, all the different remixes that they, you know, and most people do hip hop remixes and different things and stuff like that. And so, actually my wife, said, why don't you do a quartet remix? And, I said, well, I thought it would be funny. You know, and so, you know, I got with my brothers and, you know, we just kind of just did some, you know, we stupid, crazy sometimes, you know. And so, you know, we put that out there and, I put it on my Facebook page just for my own friends. I really didn't put it out there for people to hear it. You know, I mean, it wasn't professionally done in our opinion. Oh, you know?
Well, you wasn't intending on people to hear it, but it was like, Tanya, Donnell and this Sweet Brown. I was like, what? Go look at it. Go to YouTube's and go look at what they did. And oh my God, it was just like it was a wave of stuff, you know, and I start posting it and sharing it to other people, and they start taking it and posting it, and I don't know, it's just too funny. I mean, you guys are just out the box, and that's all I can say, and which is good. Quartet needs that. The gospel industry needs that. You guys are out the box, but I am out of time, and I do want to have you guys, you can come back on next week if possible, so we can have a longer interview. I got a ministry that has to come on right now, but we just want to let people know that this show is coming to Alexandria. Kevin, give us the dates real quick.
Alexandria, that would be March 8th in Alexandria. That's a Friday night. And Ville Platte, Louisiana, March 9th, which is the following Saturday. Y'all don't want to miss it. Trust me. Come out and get your praise on.
All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow in Hammond and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, we sure will. Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully y'all won't be performing at 3 o'clock in the morning. If so, I'm going to miss it. But, you know, if you go to Hammond, you'll get it. You'll get the joke. Yeah, you know, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to be in my bed asleep. I don't know about y'all. Y'all be up there singing like y'all just fresh just out the shower, but I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah. And
I'll just catch y'all when you come to Alexandria.
Yeah. And then just to add it on, Tanya, you know, if you can give me a few minutes, on that Friday night, along with the Williams things, we have Kevin Fontenot and True Worshippers out of Atlanta. We have Gifted of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Junior Disciples of Big Cane, Louisiana, Alexandra Very Own, TJ and Trinity, Betty Boston, New Inspiration, One Way Ministry, and New Vision. And on the Saturday night in Ville Platte, again, the Williams Singers, Kevin Fontenot and True Worshippers. We have Lighthouse Singers. We have One Way Ministry again, and many, many others. So please come out and be blessed through Ministry of Songs.
All right, y'all. We got to put Pastor Greg Tahan on, and stay tuned next week. We'll be letting you know more about the show.
You are the Lord God Almighty.
Telling you are exalted.
Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
But it is God's plan that you experience life to the full, that you be filled with all of His fullness. Hallelujah. He wants you to be filled with all of His fullness. Hallelujah. Now, what is being filled with all the fullness of God? Let me just give you a few things. I'm not telling you that I wrote the book on this and nothing. I don't. And I'm just really scratching the surface, but I can tell you a little bit what I do know. but I'm sure that there's a lot more that I don't. But being filled with all the fullness, what is it? It is having a full, complete supply that God has for you and that you need to carry on and to complete your assignment with proficiency, excellence, and joy. It is having a full, complete supply given to you by God that will enable you to complete your assignment in God. That's what the fullness is for. Hallelujah. Now, look, I've been learning, I'm tapping into that fullness every day. It is being completely saturated with holy desires, attitudes, philosophies, beliefs, and mindsets. It's when you are totally saturated with God, that your thoughts are on God, that your purpose and your desire is for God, and you have control over the things that you desire. Can't nobody make you desire nothing else. You got control over that. You got control over your thoughts. I can choose my thoughts. Doesn't the Bible say cast down imaginations? That means that there's some imagination you can reject. You can reject some thoughts. You don't have to think on them. Philippians 4:8 tells you what to think on. So you have control of your thought life. And so when we're talking about being filled with all the fullness, that means that you're completely saturated with holy desires that are given to you by God. Hallelujah. It is possessing the full measure of God's grace. When you got a full measure of God's grace working in you, allowing God, listen to this, to maximize your fruitfulness in the kingdom, reaching your full potential in Christ. Being filled with his fullness allows God to get the very best out of your life for his glory. Amen. All right, now, let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about. Most vehicles are created to reach top speeds of maybe 150. Some of them go faster than that. If I ask you now how fast your car goes, most of y'all won't even know. Because you know what? You've been conditioned by law, by common sense, and fear to only drive so fast. Listen, most people will never ever reach the full potential of their vehicle. Will never reach it, not even one time. Even though the potential is there for you to drive faster. Now, if you apply this over in the spiritual realm, that God created you with such capacity to achieve such great things, but people never stretch themselves beyond their comfort zone, and they will be satisfied with 50% efficiency. When we're talking about getting in the fullness, we're talking about allowing God to maximize your gift and the anointing on your life so that God gets all out of you that you can ever give. Amen. How many of you want God to get the best out of you? Amen. I don't want to get to heaven and realize that I was only at 85%. I was operating on 85%, that there was more there for me. I want God to be able to maximize the anointing and the gifts that he placed in me. I want all of his fullness, because I want the Lord to be glorified by my life, and I don't leave nothing on the table. As believers, we've been engineered and designed to contain the fullness of God. God engineered us that way. All his fullness. Hallelujah. I've been engineered that way. Tell your neighbors, I've been engineered that way. Yeah, he engineered, he designed you that way. But most believers never come close to experiencing all that God has designed or appointed for them to do. Most are satisfied with reaching only 50% of their potential. You know, you just get comfortable, you know, everybody say, well, everybody got their limit. You know, path of this, all I'm going to do. This, all I'm going to do. I can't commit to nothing else. All right. All right, what efficiency are you operating on? 10%? You walking in the fullness. are you stretching out? If fullness is available, then we ought to be stretching out for it, to get the full manifestation of God in our life. Amen. There is a full measure of grace for every believer to reach and operate at peak efficiency by emptying ourselves of our own desires and attitudes and embracing the will of God wholeheartedly. Now, when the Father sent Jesus to redeem us from our sin, it was in his heart that the Godhead would come and live in man. The whole purpose of redemption was to restore that relationship, was to bring us back to God so God could fill us again. Amen. And so the first step to experiencing the fullness is receiving salvation. That's the first step. And then as we grow, we go on and we get filled with the Holy Ghost. We get filled with the Holy Spirit, and he reveals to us the will of God so that we can experience God on a much deeper level. Now, let me give you three scriptures. Acts 1:8. Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes on you. So there's a spirit that come on you that empowers you, that endues you with power to do the works of Jesus. Then Galatians 5:18 says, be filled with the Spirit. That's inside. Be filled with the Spirit. That's not talking about the Spirit, only talking about the Spirit on the inside. Be filled with the Spirit. And then 1 Corinthians 2:12 talks about how we have not received the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. So now I got the Holy Spirit on me, the Holy Spirit in me, and the Holy Spirit revealing things to me. Amen. He reveals this fullness. I like to say it this way. The Holy Ghost comes with a grace package that have all the fullness, and he reveals that fullness to us as we're able to receive it. But fullness is available. Amen. If it wasn't available, Paul had no business asking God to do it in the Ephesians. Father, I'm praying that they'll come to know the love of God that passes knowledge, that they might be filled with all the fullness of God. Filled with the fullness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants your life to be so full of him. And when we speak of the fullness, we're talking about the things that are available to you. Now, Philippians 1:11 says, may you abound in and be filled with the fruits of righteousness, of right standing with God and right doing, which come through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, to the honor and praise of God, that his glory may be both manifested and recognized. When that fullness is operating in you, it's going to be manifested and it's going to be seen. It will be recognized by people that are around you. What are you supposed to be filled with? You ain't supposed to be filled with unrighteousness. You're supposed to be filled with righteousness. Now, let me talk to you about what this fullness, what is included in this fullness. It is all the wisdom you'll ever need. I mean, you need some wisdom today for a decision. Tap into the fullness. You see, the fullness come with wisdom. Paul said, I'm praying and desiring that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. He said, I want you to be filled with the knowledge of his will. So when we're talking about being filled with the fullness of God, we're talking about being filled with the knowledge of God's will. How many of you know that would bless your life if you knew what God wants you to do? How many of you say, Pastor, I would do the will of God if I just knew what it was? So many people use that excuse. If I knew what it was, I'd do it. When we're talking about being filled with the fullness, we're talking about having a revelation of God's will with wisdom and spiritual understanding. The fullness includes the glory of God. And Peter talked about how we rejoice with joy unspeakable. Yeah. and full of glory.